because every week I like to give you some missions. What, you know what got me excited about the dinar call today? That Tony, he says he's a Christian. I don't know if he is or not. I believe Dan and Gary are. There's three guys that run it. Tony's a big laid-back guy, and he's a pumper. He gets excited. But he said something, and I don't even think he caught what he said. And I just came out of my chair when he said it. They were talking about the dinar going on those cards and stuff. And then he said, looks like maybe Iraq will be the first cashless society. He said, maybe it's going to start in Babylon. This guy's not a Bible scholar. Now, I believe Danny's a fundamental Baptist even. And I think Gary is too. But they weren't on the call. It's just Tony. And it just came out of his, like he said it without even the thought, Coolidge. And I said, boy, this poor kid, this is a sweet guy, but, he don't even realize maybe what he's saying there. Because the Bible talks in Revelation about Babylon. Now, some people think that's talking about New York. I don't. I think it's where the beginning of civilization is. Hello? And if you look into Iraq right now, there are all kinds of countries going in there building things. Did you know the largest embassy in the world, owned by the United States, is in Iraq? They just built it. And then it's in Babylon. Babylon the Great. How many still with me? That was one reason I got in this thing, because I really believe the prophecy. Because you're not going to hear about the United States. Go ahead and read your prophecy. It's all Middle East and Africa and stuff like that. How many are with me? And this is exciting, man. What's exciting? You and I know what's at the end of the book, because we read the last page. We know what's going to go on the trib. And now these players are all coming up. And he said, yeah, he said, they might be. He said, and I never thought about it, Coolidge. What better place could you start the cashless society than in Iraq? Did you know that's where the Garden of Eden was? At least we think it. That's where close to it. How many are still with me? And I thought, oh my lands, this guy's not in a bite. He loves hot dogs and he smokes cigars. He does profess he's a Christian, but yeah. Don't get too mad at him. Some of the great preachers that we proclaim as tremendous smoke cigars. By the way, I don't smoke, and I don't think you should smoke. Please don't misread me. But some of the great preachers of old smoked cigars. And not that they shouldn't have. But anyways, it'd be exciting if it happens for us. I'd love to see something. I'd love to have my seniors see it with me, you know. And we'll see. Whatever God wants. By the way, God don't need the dinar though for the miracle. He doesn't need it. Some guy could pull up, say, "Hey, I got several million. I want to give to a church. I want to give. I heard you got that land out there. I'd like to give you." So, if this thing bubbles, don't worry. God's on the throne. Whether it goes up or goes down, it's got nothing. God's on the throne no matter what. I don't have my faith in the dinar. I got my faith in the Lord. Amen. I read Robbie Morrison's letter, and let me just read a little bit of it. This is what prompted me to write a message. I was going to do all missions today. His letter got me going, Coolidge. And he just said they were in Trinidad, and they were in surrounding countries there. And he was in Honduras and Trinidad, and he couldn't get over it. When he got down to Trinidad, he couldn't get over the idolatry. and all the statues and people lighting candles and stuff like that. Kind of sounds like the Roman Catholic Church, don't it? Oh, well, don't get on that, Rich. Anyways, I'm glad I got my faith in a church. I ain't got my faith in a Baptist church. I got my faith in the Lord Jesus. I got my faith in the founder of the church, Jesus. Anyways, he got on about that, and I said, you know what? I know you've heard this, but I just felt like preaching it anyways. So for the next 20 minutes, I'm just going to let it fly, and then I'll let you get out of here. We got bikers bikers meeting in the back of the building, important meeting, just for a few minutes. Look at your Bible. Look at Galatians chapter 3. Let's see here. Romans, Galatians 3:26. I witnessed Monday to a man from Jerusalem. He wasn't a Jew. He's a Palestinian. And Eddie, I could barely hear. He could speak English, and then I don't hear real good. And we were outside, but I got talking to him about the Lord. And he kept coming back with Muhammad and stuff like that, you know. And I know there's a lot of people say, we're all going to go there. We all have faith in something. That don't get you to heaven. I want you to look at, I wrote about 10 verses down. I don't know how many I wrote. I got a few of them here. I just scribbled them down right before I came over here. Look at Galatians 3:26. For ye, all you Southerners, y'all, how many of y'all got it? For you all are, by the way, next Thursday, not tomorrow, next Thursday we go on the trip to Hartville. So there no AB, remember it's the last week of the month. Last Thursday of the month, rather. So tomorrow, it's not ABL tomorrow. It's the following Thursday. Okay. I mean, Galatians 3:26. My thought is here, you're taking a title. Jesus, only way to heaven, John. That's my title. Jesus, only way to heaven. For you're all the children of God, but it doesn't stop there. How many ever, look up here. How many ever heard the statement? Oh, we're all the children of God, the Lutherans, the Catholics, the Methodists, the Baptists, people over in Europe and Asia, all they got different things, the Buddhists and everybody. We're all the children of God. We're not all the children of God. We're all the creation of God. Every person is a creation of God, but not the child of God. But the world thinks, well, everybody's a child of God. Because God loves, he does love everybody. And he died for all people too, because he loved them. But we're not all the children of God. We're all the children of creation. And you need to stop. Boy, that Palestinian, Eddie, boy, he just kept a talking, dude. He talked as much as I did. I mean, that guy, I swear he was a Palestinian preacher. He wasn't, though. And he was a nice man, but boy, he's talked about Israel. And we were talking about Israel. I said, Jesus is going to come one day. And that gate that's all golden gate that's all bricked up, I said, he's going to bust right through it. He looked right at me. He did something like an Arabic, you know. And he said, yeah, I know about that. And I said, it's really going to happen. He said, well, Muhammad. And I said, no, Jesus. He said, but Muhammad too. I said, no, Jesus only. And he went, I don't know. And I didn't want to know what he said, Eddie. And I don't think I wanted to hear what he had to say to me. I gave him a gospel tract. But we're not all the children of God. Look what this says there. For you're all the children of creation, but we're not all children of God. For ye are all the children of God. How? By faith in Christ Jesus. That's what makes you a child of God. Faith in Christ. There's thousands of religions. There's all kinds of cults and isms, and they all think they're right, and they all think they're going. And then there's a lot of people just say, "Well, it doesn't matter, preacher. Let's just get in one big church and just keep singing hello." You know, yeah, woo, the singing church. We'll sing our way to heaven. No, you won't sing your way to heaven. Heaven was purchased by blood, by the shed blood of the Son of God. Amen? Well, I want to talk to you about Jesus only tonight, just for a few minutes. So look what it says there. We're all the children of God. And I know you've heard this before, but maybe someone will hear this on the tape, on the radio, the computer. For you're all the children of God. And maybe one scripture God will put in your heart and you can use it to witness to somebody else that you know. You're all the children of God by what? Faith in Christ Jesus. And not faith in Allah. Not faith in Muhammad. Not faith in, you want to name anybody you want to name. No, faith in a special person, the Son of God, Jesus Christ. And it says, look what it says there. You're all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. God was specific. There's only one way to get to heaven, and that's through my Son Christ. Amen? Look at Colossians chapter, where am I at? Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Let's see here. Colossians, what did I write? Looks like I wrote 1:14. Look at Colossians 1:14-16. I'm talking about eternal redemption, and I'm talking about it's through Christ, not someone else outside of Christ. In whom we have redemption. Like that man that he was, that Palestinian I met, and he had been in Jerusalem. He had family in Jerusalem. He talked to me about Jerusalem. I got excited about talking to him about Jerusalem. But boy, preacher, when I brought about Jesus coming down that white horse, busting through them gates, he didn't talk to me about Jerusalem no more. And that was it for the Jerusalem. That's all, folks. No more Jerusalem, Ray. He didn't kind of take to that. He said, oh, yeah, Jesus will be there, but. And I said, there ain't no but, buddy. In whom we have redemption through his blood. Muhammad didn't shed his blood for you. Even the forgiveness of sins. Who is the image of the invisible God. Christ is the image of the invisible God. He was God. In the beginning, stay right there. I'm just going to quote you a verse. I said Christ was God. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, capital W-R-D, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I'm in John 1. The same was in the beginning with God. All things that were made by him, and without anything was made that was made. Jesus was God in the flesh. And that verse 14 says, in God, John 1:14 says, he was made manifest, and we beheld him as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Christ, amen? And so, look at verse 15. Who is the image of the invisible God, firstborn of every creature? For by him, Christ, were all things created. Jesus was God in the flesh. The Bible says, don't leave. Stay right there. I don't even think about these. It's just coming to me. To wit, it's Corinthians 5:19, I think. It's just coming to me. To wit that God was in Christ. To wit that God was in Christ, reconciling us unto himself. I believe that's what it says, or close to it. Do you have that verse, Eddie? I think it's 1 Corinthians 5:19. I don't know. I'm just shooting off my hip there. If I ever get the stuff I wrote down, we'll be in good shape. Is that 5:19? To what? It has to have. I can't be wrong. It's in 2 Corinthians 5:19. And if I'm wrong, then I'll just quote it. It's in there somewhere. I don't very seldom miss like that. Okay, see, Eddie, I told you it was 2 Corinthians. Go ahead. Stand up and read and tell them where you're at, Eddie.
2 Corinthians 5:19. To wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself.
Yes, to wit that God was in Christ.
Not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us.
The word of reconciliation. Go ahead and read it. I get excited. Okay. Yeah. That word reconciliation, he reconciles back to him. Amen? Boy, I tell you, that's exciting. You get there's about a 4-hour study in Romans on that word reconciliation, ain't there, Eddie? And okay. How many want to go to Colossians with me now? If I can stop quoting Romans and stuff, Jack, we'll be all right. Verse 15, who's the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were, verse 16, for by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible, invisible, whether they be thrones, dominions, principalities, or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he, Christ, is before all things. And by him all things consist. Boy, those atheists better hope God never dies. You ever hear that? Turn out the light, the party's over. Jesus is the light of the world. They ever put God's light out? Turn out the light. The party's over, buddy. We'll be disintegrated. See, because look up here. We're all kept by the power of God. Hello? Where's the Edwards tonight? I don't see Edwards. Becca, okay. And I look back, I knew everybody sits. I seen Ray Lynn, I didn't see Edwards back there. Okay. So we look at that last verse again. And he, talking about Christ, he's before all things. He's the I am of the Bible. Moses said to God in Exodus, don't just stay right there, but let me just say a few things. Boy, no wonder I didn't. I only wrote one. I don't even read that little. Moses said to God, okay, what's your name? Exodus 3:14. And God said, you tell him, I am, have sent you. You want to know God's name? I am. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth. I am the good shepherd. I am the bread of life. I am the living water. I am the door. Hello? I am the, how many are still with me? I am the bread of life. Did you ever notice? He said, in John 8:58, he said, before Abraham was, I am. And they knew what he was saying because the next verse, they took up stones to kill him. Because Jesus said in John 8, he was God. There you go. Whew, I like that. Hello? Don't tell me Jesus wasn't God. He was God incarnate. He was God in the flesh. And he told people over and over, I am. Hello? How about you? I got faith in the I am of the Bible. And I am glad I do. Okay, Bill, that's a little pun, Bill. And he's before all things, and by him all things consist. Everything consists by God. Well, the missionaries are over there, and they're seeing all these false gods and all these false religions and false things and people lighting candles and giving people money. You can light all the candles you want. That's not going to do nothing for anybody. Once people die, they either go to heaven or they go to hell. You'd be surprised down through the centuries how many people have given different religious organizations money to light candles to pray their loved ones out of hell. They're not praying anybody out of hell. Once people die, wherever they die, when they're saved, they go to heaven. They die, they're lost, they go to hell. And it's eternally set. No reverse. So it's important that they get saved right now. Well, Brother Robbie reported about the trip to Trinidad and Honduras and how they were, and they saw statues and false gods and prayer candles. And it, you know, religion has always played a big part in people's lives down through the centuries. God don't want us to have religion. He wants us to have salvation through his son. Religion don't get people to heaven. You're going to find a lot of religious people. We have a thing that takes about 2 weeks. It's called the religious center. But a lot of people just trusting in their church and things like that. Don't trust in this church. Don't trust in me. Trust in the Savior. Amen? Don't turn to, but over in Samuel, it's reading we went probably a month ago or so. Maybe, I don't, it's been a while back. Remember in 1 Samuel chapter 5? When the Philistines stole the Ark of God and they took it back and they set it in front of Dagon, their false god. Yeah. And every day, they come in that thing was knocked down, the false god. Then finally God says, then he busted all the arms and everything off and all they had was a stubby. Yeah. All they said was, yeah, they're stubby. And all the king's horsemen, king's man couldn't put back stubby back again. And they finally said, we got to get rid of this Ark of God. We got to get rid of this Ark of God. He's tearing our God up. I'm going to tell you, no one's no match for our God. No one's a match for our mighty Savior. Amen? He's a great potentate. Yes, he is. Well, so all religions are not the same. This is why you need to be really bold about your Savior. There's only one way to get to heaven. One way. And I know everyone knows this. I'm not saying that you don't know. I'm just trying to warm your heart with it. Because someone you might meet this week needs to hear what I'm telling you right now. Don't let me just quote this scripture to you. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. You want to get to heaven? You got to come to Christ. It's not religion. It's not Catholicism. It's not Buddhism. It's not Judaism. It's Christ. And only by, it's not Baptist either. It's Christ. I'm proud to be a Baptist. I believe Jesus started a Baptist church. I believe that. I believe he's the founder of it. I really believe that with the depths of my heart. He's the founder of the local church, and I believe he built a Baptist church in Jerusalem, their first Baptist church. But I'm going to tell you right now, he cleanly taught it wasn't the church that saved people. It was the blood of Christ, faith in him. How many are still with me? Listen, I mentioned this man. Monday I talked to this man, and I just can't shake it, Eddie. I still think that, he was a sincere man. I could see his sincerity. I hope he saw my sincerity. And, you know, we didn't argue. We didn't yell at each other, you know. And I was straining because I don't hear real good anyways. And I was straining to understand. I mean, by the way, I can't speak one thing of Palestinian. So he's a way 100% better English speaker than I am. He probably has better English than I got anyways. But I was having a hard time hearing what he was trying to tell me. And we kept going back and forth, and I was straining to hearing it. Makes it tough because then you feel bad because he thinks you're not listening, and you know. But I did try to get something across to him. It's Christ. It's not the Prophet Muhammad. Oh boy, he was high on that Prophet Muhammad, and I said, no, it's not the Prophet Muhammad. It's the Savior of the Son of God. And when we're witnessing people, Jack, I don't want you to be mean, but we need to be straightforward and frank and firm. No, it's, you know, I think he was, because he kept saying, oh, as long as you're good, I'm good. I work, and I'm good. And I said, no, none good, none not one. Christ died for all. People have a lot of different thoughts. And the average person, Eddie, their thoughts are not directed to Christ. They are not. And so I told that man, Jesus is the Savior of the world. And I'm going to give you a few more scriptures. I'm going to let you go. Look at 1 Timothy. By the way, there's hundreds of them. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 2 and look at verse 3 through 5. I'm in 1 Timothy 3 through 5. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Hey, look at that Savior. Seven letters too, by the way. God's perfect number is seven. And the word Savior has seven letters. Most people have a six-letter Savior. That's the Antichrist. Our Savior, the Savior of the world, has got seven letters. S-A-V-I-O-U-R. They just write O-R. How many are with me? Watch that. Watch, and even in your when your false Bibles, and even it breaks my heart. Even when I almost don't put the letters up, but I know no one's ever taught them. A few of our missionaries have never been taught that truth. Most of them know it. Most of them, but they write six letters there, and I think, oh man, it's my fault. I should write them a letter and say, hey, God's got seven letters, not six, but. I'm always thinking, they think I'm going to be offensive, and I think I know. I don't know at all, but Rosie does, Lizzie does. Just ask them. Your wife, Dale, you might not all know it all, but I'm going to tell you. You ask Diane, she'll have the answer. Amen, girls. Look, Robinson, you ain't kidding, preacher. Look at that verse 3. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior. Seven letters, who will have all men to be saved. God wants all people to be saved and to come into knowledge of truth. That's what makes people get saved, truth. This world needs truth, man. They got all kinds of lies. They need truth. Truth sets people free. John 8:32 backs that up. And then look at verse 5. For there's one God. See, they were talking about all different gods. And he thought they're all, oh, yeah, they're all good. No, there's only one good one. There's only one real one, Christ. For there's one God, one mediator between God and man. The man, who is it? Yeah, that's who the world needs. It broke my heart. I didn't get that truth across, Billy. That man, I failed. He couldn't understand what preacher was trying to share with him. And it made me feel bad that I couldn't convey it. You know? And while you're there in Timothy, look at 1 Timothy 4:10. But maybe I planted a seed, Lizzie. Maybe that little seed I put in there. You just never know. You know? I've witnessed to people. I told you just years ago, I witnessed to a guy named Roy Benoit when I was still working in the factory. And I kept witness to him. He wouldn't get saved. I said, are you going to get saved? He said, no, I'm neutral. He was a Marine. And he was a Vietnam vet. And he had a lot of scars inside. And a lot of those guys have too. And you better love those people. I witnessed to him because I worked with him every single day. He was a good kid, sharp, clean-looking kid, too, young boy. And I said, no, Roy, you got to be saved. I remember the last day after a whole week, I said, Roy, God told me you're supposed to get saved right now. He said, no, I'm not getting saved. I'm staying neutral. I said, there is no neutral with God. You can't be saved then. You got to be saved. You can't be. If you're neutral, you die and go to hell. You know, it was on a Thursday, I think. Because he came to work the next day. And he said, I couldn't sleep all night. He said, I woke up in a sweat saying, and my wife said, God, I'm neutral. I'm neutral, God. That's what he told me. And then he said, I remember what you said, preacher. And then he said, I got down my wife got with me. And we both asked Christ to save us. Amen. Can anyone say amen? Amen? See, you can't be neutral with Christ.
No.
It's all Christ or all nothing. Right. And I'll never forget that Marine boy. Boy, I'll tell you, I was excited about him. That old Marine got saved and his wife got saved with him. Can anyone say amen? Did I read that scripture from Timothy 4:10 yet? Okay, 1 Timothy 4. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the what? Living God. Now, I ain't got no plaster of Paris. I don't got no statue or nothing waiting for. Man, I'm not praying no statue or some praying hands or cross. Hello? Notice what it says, because we trust in the living God who is what? The Savior. By the way, up in verse 6, it talks about Jesus. He's talking, that Savior he's talking about is Jesus there in verse 6. But in verse 10, who is the Savior of all men. Watch. Jesus came to be Savior of all men. There's not one man that's living that Christ didn't become. He came to be a Savior for him. Look what it says there. He's a Savior, especially of those that believe. See, before I got saved, Brother Cooley, before you and I got saved, he came to be our Savior. He wasn't our Savior. Had we died without him, we'd have died and went to hell. And the hard life that you and I both had, we could have got killed. I had guys pull knives on me, guns on me, pool sticks, pool, you name it. The darkness and bars and the evil and the danger is so prevalent. The fighting and everything. There's hardly every day you go to a bar, you don't get in a fight. If you've never been in a bar, don't go one. You don't need to go one now either if you haven't been one. It's just all darkness. But that, by the way, that's why they're all dark. There's no light in there. But I'm glad I kept walking out saying, God, there's got to be more to life than this. And then he shined down light on me. And I saw, he brought Rosie into my life, and I went and heard the word of God, and later on I got saved. I want to tell you, I'm glad he's, look at that latter that part of that verse. He's the Savior of all men, especially to those that believe. Once I believed in him, he really was my Savior. Hello? There's a lot of people. Christ came to be Savior of all the world. But not all the world will take him. Aren't you glad you did? Look at another. I'm almost done. Look at 1 John 4:14. You can get Robbie Morrison on this. He's the one that got me fired up. 1 John 4:14. 1 John near the back of your Bible. Okay. And we, are you in 1 John 4:14? And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son for one reason. Look at that. To be what? The Savior. Seven letters, by the way. Seven letters. Sent the Son to be Savior of the world. That's why Christ came. He came to be the Savior of the world. And as many people believe on him, he will be their Savior. All can be saved. These people, Cooley, just think that there's an elect set. They don't know their Bible. Christ died for all. Christ came for all. Christ loved all. Christ suffered for all. Christ arose for all. Christ still calls all. Whosoever will may come. I like the whosoever will in the Bible. God's a whosoever God for salvation too. Amen? Let me give you one last verse. Look at the little book of Jude. And I'll stop. And look at verse 21. How many got Jude? They only got one chapter there in the little book, right for Revelation. Look at verse. Keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto what? Yeah, how many want eternal life? Eternal life is only found in one person, Christ. And some, having compassion, making a difference. I hope we make a difference for somebody. That, you know what? Look up here. Every one of us should want to have a make a difference for somebody. Eddie, that's why you do the nursing home. That's why we run the buses. That's why we do the bikers. That's why every ministry we do. The jail, I went by there and prayed. I went on the land and prayed. And did you have the jail ministry last night? I saw all the cars. Somebody was out there. Maybe they weren't having a service. Maybe they were getting checked in. Oh, is that what it was? Because it's still on Tuesday, though, right? I prayed anyways. God bless that. I thought you guys might be in there. I said, God, use them. I'm going to tell you right now, the jail ministry, every ministry we have is for one reason, to reach people. That's why we have them. That's the only reason we have them. Believe it or not, we're going to have fun at the picnic Sunday. I'm going to have a blast. I'm going to eat a lot of food. We're going to go to Duma and get them made-up patties. We're going to get the Sugardale hot dogs, but we're getting the Duma hamburgers. We're going to have a blast. But I'm always hoping some visitor that comes to our church will come to the picnic, and they'll see the love and the fellowship, and they'll say, this is the kind of church I want to be in. And later they get saved. Amen? And that's good for my people. I want you to be blessed too. I mean, I'm excited for my people to be blessed too. But everything has a purpose. Everything we do is for one reason. Support missionaries so people can get saved. Run the bus route so people can get saved. Do the jail ministry so people can get saved. Have the biker men. And by the way, last Sunday, one of the bikers that came here for the blessing, his daughter was in our church service and his grandson was in our church service last Sunday. Amen. From the bikers. I said, how'd you know about my church? And she said, real skinny little gal. Real thin. Boy, it must be nice. Don't worry, Betty. When they get older, they get heavy. These young kids, buddy, I could show you pictures when I was young and I was thin. After 30, you get after 40, kiss it goodbye. Now, Sam Odell is a rare case. I just think he's so ornery with Kathy that it just burns off. And Sean, just as what they did, they shaved her head and let all the fat go out. That's why she calls him Fathead. I'm clowning around. I forgot what I was trying to tell you, Coolidge. What was that thought I was on? Oh, yeah, the biker. Yeah, boy, don't get old, man. You tell you, I even break down what page on sometimes in this stuff. And I know I could quote it. I used to be able to quote everything, but it's getting tougher. But anyways, I said, where did you turn? She said, oh, my dad came to the biker. Blessing of the bikers. He said, come to that church. We're going to see her. She's going to be here this Sunday. And I'm going to try to get her to come to the picnic, too. You know what I'm talking about? Make sure. Did you know what I'm talking about? You bikers. Do you know what I was talking about? Look at me. Are you there, bikers?
Pastor, the little boy was in my Sunday school class.
Yes.
And I asked him if he was ever here before. He said, no, just for the blessing. And then on the way out, he said, was you the guy with the guitar?
Ha! Watch for him again this Sunday. You bikers, go up to those bikers that come here, make them welcome, and invite them to the picnic. That's what it's all about. You got the jail ministry people. That one couple joined her. They're here every Sunday morning with the kids, the babies. We got to squeeze them. Come to our picnic. Yeah. That's what it's all. Folks, look up here. Everything we do is all. That's what it's all about. Senior citizens, the reason we take the time to, I can't walk the streets hardly anymore, but I can do the flyer bags. Do what we can do. I can still witness in the stores. I keep tracks on me. I everywhere I go, I don't care if I go to an ice cream shop, I go to them. I had a chocolate milkshake to Dairy Queen yesterday, and I shouldn't, but yeah, Jack.
Can I share something?
Yeah.
Station today, and they said the day before that tornado hit
North Florida. Oh, yeah.
They had a big Pride Day and a gay parade.
Ooh.
And those people were warned that the tornado was going to be coming and to get out. And they said, bring it on.
Oh, boy.
So they said, you won't hear this on the other news
station. Oh. Wow. I haven't either. Was that on Fox? Was it Fox? Was it? Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, you don't put your fist up to God. He can take it off if he wants to. Remember, all we are is dust, and all that I am, he's letting me breathe. Let me get this first and we go home. I'm in Jude. And I finished the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Now verse 22. Some having compassion, making a difference. I hope we make a difference for somebody. And others, that's why we have the ABL program. I can't name every the reason we have Vacation Bible School, that's coming up in July, by the way. Everything we do here for one reason, to reach people. And that's the only reason we do it. That's my whole, I'm telling you right now, you say, preacher, what's your motive? That's it. I'm telling you right now, God knows my heart. That everything we do here, Jimmy, is for that. We had 12 people said they raised their hand, said they got saved at the biker. That was exciting. You had a biker's wife here, daughter and grandson here Sunday. Think they would have been here if it wasn't for the blessing of the bikers? I'm just telling you. Think that couple that your jail ministry would have been here if they wouldn't ever had a jail ministry? Huh. Become all things, all people that we might reach some. And some having compassion, that's where it's at, making the difference. And others say with fear, pulling them out with fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him, verse 24, and I'm 24 and 25, I'm going to close. Now unto him that's able, God can do anything. He's able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. Man, he loves us. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, power, both now and forevermore. Amen. I'm glad I got the right Savior. I'm glad. Yeah, Billy. Yeah. And then we're going to close.